neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Two different view of how we observe the mitzvah. It's called the school of Shammai and the school of Beit Hillel. Shammai holds you have the first night you have to light 8 candles and then every night you take one off. And Beit Hillel holds you light one and then you add as we do. Halacha is like Beit Hillel. So it's a different view mentality. How this miracle should apply to everyday life. So according to Beit Hillel, you do one and then you add more. So simply means that any steps that you take in your life, next day you have to be more glowing. Your attitude, your spirit, as Beit Hillel holds, one, then you do two. So that means you have to be more simcha. So now we had a subject in Parashat Miritz that is brought Batichlena. This word, this term means end. So the Pasuk informed us that the year of the plenty finished, and then right away it says Batichlena. Then it says right away the famine starts. So we have two words. One is Vatichlena, and the other one is Vatichilena. They're very identical, but the difference here is the term that is used for ending, you read it with a chaf. The one that we use for starting, it's with a het. The one that is with a chaf means finished, done, tamum shud. The one that is the het means a start, shuru. So now, when you look at chaf, compared to chet, what's the difference between chaf and a chet? Yeah, chaf and a chet.
The one is opening this way, the other one is opened down.
Ah. Chaf is a letter that is bent, right? It's squished, it's like this. Chaf is like somebody standing on 2 feet, right? Chaf. It's like an entrance, like 2 feet. So the one that is bent means finished, Vatichlena. The one that with het means start. So what does it mean? So now these two terms shows us very, very powerful message in life. And that is, when you let things squish you, make you bend, you feel the weight, so that means it's end, finished, done. It's done. When you stand on your both feet, right? So that means you have the power to start. So that's why the term that is with the chaf, batichlena, that means end, finish, that's it, you're done. Why? Because you let the circumstances will break you. So like a chaf, you go like this. But the term that is with the head, standing like this, so that means start. So that means even though that circumstances might be very, very stressful, very drastic sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, but if you're standing on your both feet like this, and you have the emunah, it's going to be everything okay. So then that's the start. You have the quality to start. So that means here, that's what we practiced the past 7 nights. That we light one candle and then we remind ourselves, no, one is not enough anymore. You have to do one more, then another one, then another one. It's not like you be satisfied with one. It doesn't work that way. Why? Because the circumstances sometimes becomes very unbearable, so you need more light. So like, let's say, if you want to look in your car, like Like Bedirat Chametz, one candle is enough, right? But when you want to look in the warehouse, what do you need?
Flashlight.
Big flashlight. Especially if the warehouse is full of diamonds. So you need a lot of light to look. And that's what Beit Hillel is teaching us. Don't be satisfied with one light that you give in. We need more production. We need more lights and lights and lights. And that's what exactly this beautiful term they are teaching us. Vatichlena is with a chav. Vatichilena with a chet. Why? Because if you paint like a chav, you say, oh, I don't know what to do. What's it to do? What am I going to do? I give up. Chas v'shalom. Then you acting like a chav. But if you put your both feet down, say, okay, happened. What can I do? Have to start? Have to go on? Then you can start. Because your both feet is on the ground. Chas v'shalom. Now there's an expression, the Persian unfortunately used to say, my back became bended. Kamaram Khamshot. That's what they used to say. Why? Because it's too much. When you say that, that's it, you're done, Chas v'shalom. And you have to both feet on the ground, without a shame. Go chazak, strong with that Hashem. Sibi Yeshuot, Masorot Tovot, Karov.
Koilani Shomot, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomoni Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomot, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomoni Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.